God. Isn't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. So wonderful to feel the presence of the Lord just as soon as you come in, isn't it? Hallelujah. Why don't we sing that chorus? We come into this house gathered in His name.
We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house, gathered in His name to worship Him. We have come into His house.
Praise God. Aren't you glad you can gather in His name? Amen. There's a lot of things that are done for a lot of causes that aren't worth it. Amen. But aren't you glad when you come into the come into the presence of God, that when you worship him, you're doing it for the greatest purpose of all. Just, you're living the greatest purpose of all. Amen? Amen. Let's turn to page 88. Sing, I'm going that way. Hallelujah. Praise God.
And wonderful light, a beautiful place of mansions, fairest skies ever bright, where all who believe the Savior dear will forever shall stay, and have been saved by grace divine. I'm going that way, I'm going that way, I'm going that way, and Jesus, the Savior, I adore is with me each day. I cling to him. Singing his praises all day long. I'm going that way. Oh, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus, the Savior I adore, is with me each day. Oh, I cling to him and never to stray. Yes, singing his praises all day long. I'm going that way. The glorious news I tell and sing as onward I go, that those who are still astray in sin, my Savior may know. I want them to sing his praise above some beautiful day. For glory to him who died for me, I'm going that way. Oh, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus, Savior, I adore is with me today. Oh, I cling to him and never to stray. I know she'll meet her face to face in glory at last. And oh, I believe that when we meet, well done, he will say, for trusting his soul, redeeming love, I'm going that way. Oh, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus, the Savior, I adore is with me today. Oh, I cling to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. See this praise is all. Sing as onward I go, that those who are still a slave in sin, my Savior may know. And some beautiful day, for glory to him who died for me, I'm going that way. Oh, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus, Savior, I adore is with me each day. Oh, I cling to him. Yes, Lord God. I know I shall meet him at the gate when trials are past. I know I shall meet him face to face in glory at last. And I believe that when we meet, well done, he will say, Lord, trusting his soul, redeeming love, I'm going that way. Oh, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. I'm going that way, and he's the Savior I adore is with me today. Oh, I cling to him, and never to stray. Hallelujah to God, praise God. I'm going that way, oh, and I'm saved, and I know that I am, I'm saved.
Condition your soul is in. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Amen. You can be seated if you like. Amen. Amen. That's one thing about freedom. Usually if you're free, you know that you're free. You don't have to worry whether or not you're in bondage. You know whether or not that you're free. Amen. Today, I'm glad I can know that I'm free. Amen. I know that I'm saved. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Well, like I already said, pastor's out of town. He'll be back in, I believe on Friday it is. So they'll be back in for the weekend. Don't worry, you don't have to skip church. You're not going to hear me preach or anything. But, amen, we're looking forward to the weekend. Parents of the youth, going to go ahead and let you know. We had a big old youth meeting and got everything figured out. So we know everything we're going to do this year. Well, not quite. But we're going to Fire Conference, and that is March 26th and 27th, I believe. I think that's right. And so we're going to be raising a little bit of extra money so we can enjoy ourselves a little bit extra down there. And one thing we've asked is because, well, partially because it, you know, makes it easy. And another reason because, just to be honest with you, most of the kids aren't that great at fundraising. No, I'm being ornery. I told them the same thing. But I'm not getting any laughs out of you guys over here in the corner. You know I mean it. No, but we've asked them that they personally come up with $10 each, and if you don't have to give that to them, you can work them for it. And I told them that if they don't have $10, that come to me, and if you can't, you know, sponsor them $10, then come to me, and I'll find somebody in the church that'll put them to work for $10. That I'll get the money, you know, to put in the youth. So they're going to be coming to you for $10 and put them to work for it. Don't just give them the $10. But so they will be coming to you, though, for that, parents, and that is something we've kind of talked about. And if you don't feel comfortable just giving them $10, let me know, because I'll put them to work for $10. Hey, man, I got gutters that need cleaned is why I'm looking at it. So, and I can see a good five, six, and there we go. I got 6 hours worth of work right there, $60. Okay, I don't know about that. But no. So, but no, if you can't do that with reasonable accommodation, let me know. We'll definitely make something happen for you. The flyer is out there for PFYC, so if you are interested in that, definitely take a look at that flyer. Great time, a little bit of a trip, but it's worth it. And Brother Singleton, I believe it is, said if the church is alive, it's worth the drive. So there you go. It's worth the trip if you get there and you get a good touch of the Lord while you're in the services. Amen. Also, this weekend we'll be having the Overcomers. Outreach. Yeah, they have a name, but a Servant's Heart. There we go. Servant's Heart Outreach. And they'll be coming in and teaching classes and preaching and singing and all kinds of stuff. So we'll be looking forward to hearing from them this weekend. It's going to be good. I promise you will enjoy it. And then to top it all off, Sunday night, we're going to have our chili cook-off. I had a couple people ask me, why didn't we do it in the fall? Because it's even colder now than it, well, not this past week, but it was colder than it was in the fall even. So, no, we're going to have that Sunday night, so come prepared for that. And if you got some famous recipe that was passed down from generation to generation, or you just found a cool one on Pinterest, either way, I'm okay with it. Just bring it on ahead, and we'll let you put it to work on us. Amen. Yeah, it's great that we do that on a night service, isn't it? I mean, everybody gets to go home and dream about that chili that they just ate. But, amen. One last thing as well. Sorry, I got a couple little announcements here. The youth is also going to be selling TJ's Pizzas here. I guess we'll probably have them ready Sunday night. We know that it took a whole long time to get them last year. That was not our fault, we promise. But they will be doing that again. So if they're going to be hitting you up. And if they don't hit you up to buy some pizzas, you get them. You tell them, hey, I want to buy some pizza. And if you've never had a TJ's Pizza, it's great. You should buy about 7 of them. So, and if you don't like it, you can give them out and resell them. Just give us the money. That's all we're asking for. No, but we'll be selling those as a fundraiser. So definitely, if one of them don't seek you out, seek them out and ask them what to see that menu there. So, all right. I think that takes care of everything.
You're I appreciate the Lord tonight, and I'm so thankful. The brother talking at the early part of the service, when he said, aren't you glad you're saved?
Yeah.
We all sat there kind of quiet, but really, when somebody asked that, we ought to all holler amen just as loud as we could holler. Because to be saved is the most important and the most precious thing that any of us can have. Isn't it precious to know the Lord? And I was thinking, you know, not only in this life do we enjoy the blessings of God, but in the life to come that we're looking forward to. In this life, you may have some troubles, but everybody does. And in this life, you may get sick once in a while, but everybody does. But the difference in us and the world is that when we lay this old body down, we've got something better to look forward to than what we've got here. Hallelujah. That's what helps keep us going, isn't it? You know, the Bible said that Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross and despised the shame. Now he's sat down at the right hand of the Father. So if you and I can just endure a little and put up with a few things in this world that you might not like, and just stay faithful to God, one of these days it's going to pay off, isn't it? You probably know this song. If you do, just join in and help me. I'm going to sing, I Know What Lies Ahead. This road I walk is straight and narrow, but it leads to a better home. It was made by Christ one day at Calvary when he suffered all alone. This road may lead over many high mountains and through valleys dark and low, but I walk each day with a sweet assurance I'll safely reach my goal. Up ahead, there's joy and gladness and rest for a weary soul. Up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy, I know. Where no tears will ever be shed. Though often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. While on this road, I sometimes get weary, and often my feet would stray. But a gentle hand still leads me onward and helps me to find my way. As I climb each hill and I cross each valley, by his hand I'm daily led. And I won't look back, I gotta keep looking upward, 'cause I know what lies ahead. Hallelujah! Up ahead, there is joy and gladness and rest for a weary soul. Up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. I'll be at home with Jesus, where no tears will ever be shed. Though often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Oh, yes, ahead, sang it. There is joy and gladness and rest for a weary soul. Hallelujah. Up ahead, there is peace and contentment. Everybody will be happy and whole. I'll be at home with Jesus, where no tears will ever be shed. So open this road. Rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Though often this road gets rough and rocky, still I know what lies ahead. Aren't you glad you? you know what's ahead. Hallelujah. Rest for the weary soul. Hallelujah. If you're weary tonight, just hang on. There's peace and joy up ahead. Hallelujah. Glory.
And I want to thank the church for liking old people. Thank you. I appreciate that. Amen. I found God 81 years ago. I don't look that old, do I? The doctor thinks I do. But inside of me, 71 years, Mama. All right, my text tonight. Hello, Jerry. You're out of your seat tonight. My text tonight, the title, Where, Lord? Where, Lord? Two words. It's found right here in Luke 17. And 34 down to 37. Jesus said, I tell you, in that night, there shall be two in one bed. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken. And the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken. And the other left. And they answered and said unto him, Where, Lord? Where? And he said unto them, Wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. The greatest question that will ever be asked by the whole world of unbelievers from the beginning of time is about this great mystery. Paul said, I shew you a mystery. For we shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. It's a mystery. Two in a bed, and one shall be taken, and the other left. Whew! That's a cliche. Man. 2 foot apart, a foot. The other one is still sleeping, and one is taken. Two working side by side in the field, and they look over, vanished, gone. No trace of them. You like mysteries? Two grinding at the mill. One looks around. That might be the steel mill, mightn't it? One shall be taken, vanished, gone, nowhere to be seen. Where, Lord? Where? Where'd they go? How did it happen? How did it come to pass? The unbelieving world won't know. But God's people know about the rapture. We know the answer because it's in the Bible. But the whole world will wonder, not only after the beast, how the tribulation, they will wonder, but they will wonder what happened to every born-again child of God. Two in a bed, one's gone. Two in the meal, one's gone. Airplanes with no pilots. How'd you like to be on that airplane? Unsaved. Locomotives with no engineers. Cars with no drivers. All the babies and all the children will be gone. There won't be no children in hell. That's a bunch of baloney. No. All the children will be gone. Mothers, unsaved, will walk over to the crib in the night, and the baby's gone. Millions and millions of people all over the earth. Every believer, every born-again child of God will vanish. They don't miss us now, and we don't get to the front pages of the paper, but we will. The Bible said Enoch walked with God and was not found, for God took him. He never made it back home. His wife didn't even know where he went. They had search parties looking for Enoch, the seventh from Adam. And just like that is a bird's eye view before the wrath of God of Noah, there's going to be millions in the rapture. Is going to leave out. We're leaving. Where, Lord? Where? That's what the unbelievers will say. That will be the biggest question that we'll be asking the whole world. Remember years ago, there was a soap opera and the whole nation got caught up in it, and everybody tried to figure out who it was that killed J.R. I don't even know who J.R. was. Everybody. The whole world, not the world, but the whole nation was talking about J.R. who killed him. And they had all kinds of opinions. But oh, this is going to be greater than J.R. And this is going to be greater than any soap opera that ever was played. This is going to be the end of the drama when God's church rises from off of this earth. Every born-again child of God will vanish in a moment. Tell me how quick that is. In a twinkle of an eye. Everybody look at me, blink your eye. Thank you. A twinkle is a lot faster than a blink. Reaped, gone, vanished, caught up. Where, Lord? Where? I show you a mystery. For we shall not all sleep. We all won't be dead when Jesus comes. but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, for the trumpet will sound and the dead shall be raised.
Woo!
That'd make a Presbyterian shout. Where, Lord? The flesh will drop off. And immediately, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Graveyards are going to look like plowed fields. Hello. Hallelujah. There was a little resurrection in Matthew 27, and many of the saints which slept arose and walked into the holy city and was seen by many glorified bodies. That was only a little bird's eye view of what's going to happen to God's great church when it's caught up into the air, when it's caught up into the clouds. The dead shall rise first. Every child of God that has died and gone before us, they beat us. They're going to be raised first from the dead. Hello. Hallelujah. I don't believe in soul sleeping. The Bible said, and the Lord shall bring back those that sleep in him. Hallelujah. He's bringing back all the souls out of paradise. He's bringing them back. Praise God. When Lazarus died, angels carried him into the bosom of Abraham. Hello. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Woo! That make a Methodist shout. Woo! Absent from the body. Where, Lord? I'll tell you where. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it was not so, I would have told you. That non-inspired version, you don't even need to read it. It said, in the Father's house are many rooms. You'd think God has got a high rise. It ain't a high rise. It ain't low income apartments. It's mansions. Woo! Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I've got apartments now. Hello. There's going to be a mansion. And Jesus said, if it was not so, I would tell you so. And if I go away to prepare you, the church, a place, I will come again to receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Do you want to go where Jesus is? I ask you, where, Lord? Where? The way is above. To them that are wise, to escape hell beneath. It's up. Enoch has a bird's eye view of the rapture of the church, and so does Elijah. Did you know Elijah and Enoch has got a natural flesh and blood body, and they're walking around in heaven. You don't need to raise your eyebrows on that. They haven't never died.
Woo!
Thank God, no. Oh, but the two witnesses will die. And they'll die on the streets in Jerusalem. And they'll be resurrected and caught right up into heaven while all the enemies of God beholds them. Church, we're getting out of this world. This is not our permanent place. We're strangers. We're pilgrims. And we're just passing. We used to sing all the time, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore." As good as I sing, I might join the choir. Where, Lord? That's the question that's going to be asked worldwide. Millions of people vanished. They're gone. Hallelujah. Caught up in the clouds. Clouds. How high are the clouds? To meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Let me tell you what the recommendation is that you got to have to get there. Hebrews 9:28. Unto them that look for him shall he appear, unto them the second time without sin, unto salvation. Nobody won't see the rapture but God's people. Nobody won't see it. It'll be happening in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. This flesh will drop off. We that are alive and remain, and we'll be caught up together with the dead in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
Woo!
If I was 30 years younger, I'd run all over this church. I couldn't do it now, but I have done it. We're leaving. We're leaving out. We're going. The world will not know what happened. Where? Now when Jesus comes back in Revelation 19, he'll bring the church back with him, and his feet will stand up on Mount Olives, and ever eyes shall see him, and those that pierced him in the side shall look upon him. The world will see him when he brings the church back. But oh, the rapture. The rapture, listen to what Jesus said, and I'm closing, my sister. Be ready for an invitation. Listen to this, Luke 21. Watch ye! Telling to the church. Telling God's people. Wake up. Don't go to sleep. Don't backslide. Watch ye! And pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all of these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. God has not called us to wrath. I'm looking to get out of this world. I'm longing to get out. I'm old. Jacob had a hip out of joint. Don Rich had one. He's on a cane, Don Rich, over in the minister's conference. But the Collins is in a wheelchair. I thank God, as old as I am, I can stand here and say what's on my heart. But the world don't have anything for us. We're looking to go. We're wanting to go. The Bible said the judge stands at the door. We want to get out of here. When I go, I want my children to go with me. One more scripture. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I really feel God. Little John said, no greater joy that I have except that all of my children know the truth. I want you to go with me. Will you go with me? Remember when Lot got a hold of his wife's hand and tried to pull her away from destruction? I'm trying my best to pull you. Will you come and go with me? She pulled away. She pulled away and turned around and turned to a pillar of salt. Children, we're getting out of this world. Don't put your tent pegs down too far. Don't put it down too far. We're going to leave out like Leon. We're going to leave out like Brother Cook. We're going to leave out like Brother Horton, Brother Page, all of these old preachers about gone. Brother Tinsley called me, and he said, Brother Gallagher, it's almost down to me and you. Brother Tinsley, oh, we long to get out of here. There's a place for better. Tonight, I'd like for you to bring your children. And if your husband's not here, bring what you got. Bring and present yourself. You don't have any children. Come and let's present ourselves to the altar. Watch ye. Pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all of these things that shall come to pass. And stand before the Son of Man. Let's all stand. Elba, come, please.